You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's another court date this week for Shamya Anderson. She was released after a court date in February when she was charged for a deadly hit and run in December. While out on bond, police say Anderson last week was speeding with three kids in her car and crashed into another vehicle and a city bus, injuring 11 people. Now she's in custody with a $500,000 bond. She's back in court again Thursday. A few hundred people protested Saturday outside Naval Station Great Lakes. They were against the president's plan to send federal immigration agents and National Guard troops to Chicago. Protesters were chanting about ICE. However, there's been no big enforcement seen as of yet. About 300 federal agents are expected at the base for about a month to enforce in the Chicago area. The Do Not Drink Water Advisory in Williams Bay in Walworth County has been lifted. People there can now safely drink, cook, and brush their teeth with tap water again. The village says they're working with the DNR on monitoring. A 41-year-old woman was arrested at the scene of a Milwaukee crash Friday that killed two Marquette University lacrosse players. Marquette canceled weekend sports events and held a memorial mass for the two victims. And a Racine County judge has ruled that the man who owns the land near Union Grove High School should get his legal fees after the school district dropped the lawsuit for the property. The land is part of a talked-about $35 million project for a parking lot and a new road. A November hearing will decide how much he is owed. You can read more about that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Lone Star State tonight, opening a three-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the seventh inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th-ranked Alabama. It's Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're game for making some early plans for Valentine's Day 2026, there is a new softcore adult film that hits the big screen on that special day. It's called Wuthering Heights. That's right, this classic novel from the 1800s fell into the hands of Saltburn writer-director Emerald Fennell, who better to adapt Emily Bronte and add some Cinemax runch. According to the New York Post, social media users compare the trailer to 50 Shades of Grey, with many calling it softcore porn. These days, that will most likely get more butts in the seats than a highbrow retelling of an 1847 literary classic. Wuthering Heights stars Margot Robbie, who is also producing the film, and Jacob Elordi, who is a contributor to part of the infamous bathtub scene in Saltburn. Fennell's other credits include the show Killing Eve, which was a bit over the top but a fun watch, and Promising Young Woman, which was excellent. Form your own opinion of the new iteration of Wuthering Heights by heading to the Google and checking out the trailer. Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington, was supposed to be a wide release in theaters a couple weeks ago, but the game plan changed. Instead, it was released in a limited run, but is now available to stream. This is the fifth time Lee and Washington have worked together. Highest to Lowest is a thriller that tells the story of a music mogul played by Washington who is being ransomed. The film had its premiere at Cannes, but as of September 5th, you can now see it for free, sort of, if you have Apple TV. I recently discussed the kids' show Bluey on Nightlight with my Civic Media colleague, Stuart J. Waddles. During the interview, we talked about this great show that he watches with his kids. It's funny, sweet, and sort of hypnotic in moments. Well, Stuart, his kids, and all fans of Bluey will be happy to know there is a feature film version on the way. If you haven't seen Bluey, prepare prepare to be dazzled. Disney and BBC have announced that it will hit the big screen August 6th of 2027. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad Tom starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Partly sunny and a high in the low 70s today. A slight storm chance late tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-50s, high in the mid-70s tomorrow. It's 55 right now.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.